approve the agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda? I have two suggestions. I'd like to sign a thank you card to Catherine and make that an agenda item after after fundraising. I have another addition. I don't actually have, I can report on the book sale proceeds. And I didn't know we'd have results already. So I'd like to add that.
Well, I'd like to offer the fact that this is a special meeting and that we have a regular meeting in August, and all those things are not appropriate for us to discuss, but that it should be one out with regular business. Like, this is a special meeting to address the mistake we made last time. So it doesn't mean that we just pile on more library business on a special meeting. It should stick to the agenda, shouldn't it? I mean, I don't think we need to discuss fundraising for 15 minutes. I think that we should stick to the correction of the open meeting law violations.
That is a significant element in the agenda. But the open meeting agenda that I warned did include these elements, and I am asking to add two more. A board member can ask to delete things from the agenda. But timing on these items, I felt, would be sooner rather than later, is to the benefit of the board and the library.
Well, indeed, you have written the agenda, and I'm hearing you that you feel it's important and not to lose traction, but we're going to have another meeting in less than 2 weeks, and we've been inundated with a lot of extra meetings, and I think you've said it yourself, how, you know, the timing of it all, and I just think that the 2 weeks that we're talking about to actually discuss this at a normal meeting where we actually might have more audience and more people who came out to care about those things would be helpful. This is a special meeting. A lot of people don't even come to special meetings. I don't know if, can we take a question? I don't see why we can't. It's a special meeting. I think it's not fair to add on a lot of stuff to the special meeting.
Once it comes up for a vote, then we'll have public comment.
So I'm going to continue to speak that, I mean, this is a 24 hours notice because it's a special meeting. So people aren't coming to this meeting necessarily. And I think that this is regular library business. That's important. It's not special. And that it should be done in a regular meeting from a lot of reasons that are legitimate. We can't take a public comment yet, so.
Okay. Is there any other addition to the agenda?
Or deletion.
Or deletion?
Are these motions?
No, there's not been a motion.
So
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to please table discussion of normal library business until our next regularly scheduled meeting of August. Is it 13th?
Yeah.
Of August 13th.
Can we make an exception?
I think it has to be seconded.
I want to clarify a question before we second. We need to discuss the development of warrants, because that is, even though it's regular business, we have bills that have not been paid.
That's an emergency special meeting.
I wanted to just clarify.
Yeah, that's good.
Great.
Thank you.
She's talking about striking fundraising, soliciting donations.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
What is being seconded?
I
The second.
What is the motion?
Just to strike the fundraising, soliciting donations for the raffle, that discussion for 15 minutes. And table it until the next regular meeting.
I would like to report on the book sale, and the fundraising timing is coming up. It always comes up quickly, and I don't think 15 minutes is required. However, I want to get people started on it.
I understand that, Harley, but even reporting on the book sale at a special meeting when we have such few audience and not normal library business is inappropriate. I think a lot of people would want to hear about that, and I think that that should be done in a regularly warned meeting. I think it's really exciting. I can't wait to hear about it. I think it looked like it was a big success. I'm happy for that. But this is really not the time for that. This is the time for the, I think it's important that we get the warrants done, and I think it's important that we talk about the ratification. This is regular library business.
I would like to point out that the usual average attendance to library meetings, with the exception of the last 8 months, is possibly one or two people.
Harley, that's five days notice.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
That doesn't have any bearing on what we're talking about right now. What we're saying is that we think that regular board business should be at a regular meeting. We think, I agree with Lauren, the special board, special meeting topics that you have are relevant, and they pertain to a special meeting agenda. It's possible that some of these things will go longer. We don't have a time for the executive session. So, you know, but really it's regular board business should be at the regular meeting. And I do know that a lot of people did not see this notice with a lot of time.
Understood. Is the motion to remove fundraising?
Yes, and I think the other addition that you kind of added along with that, please.
The Catherine card. Okay. Thank you. No, that was a motion. It was seconded. All in favor of removing fundraising?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Any other additions or anything I missed? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as it amended.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda approved. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
To discuss what?
It'll happen in the motion.
Okay.
Was there a motion? I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
For?
To discuss.
Oh, for the confidential attorney-client communications made by the purpose of providing professional legal services and to discuss the appointment or employment or evaluation of a public officer or employee.
And that's under BS Vermont statute?
313A, 1F.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Is there discussion? All in favor of going into executive session?
Aye.
Opposed? We are in executive session. There's comfortable chairs in the children's room. I always wonder why the select board goes into executive session and they always come out and they say nothing was done. But nothing was done. Except we're going to read a resolution.
But no decisions made.
Thank you, Sue.
Yep.
So there's no required decisions resulting from executive session either. The next item of business is public response to notification of open meeting law violation received 19 July.
I'm going to read it.
We have a resolution that Grace will read.
Resolution July 30th, 2024. Whereas the Paulette Public Library trustees received a July 19th, 2024 written notice of alleged violations of the open meeting law concerning a July 4th, 2024 meeting and a July 16th, 2024 special meeting of the library trustees. Whereas that notice alleged the following violations. One, notice of the June 4th meeting was not posted in two designated places within the municipality outside the town office. Two, the agenda for the June 4th meeting does not cite the specific open meeting law section under which executive session would be entered during the meeting, and the minutes do not state a reason or statutory section upon which the board entered executive session. Three, the minutes from the regular meeting on Tuesday, June 4th, 2024 are dated June 13th, 2024. Four, the heading on the minutes from the June 4th meeting features an error concerning the date of the meeting. Five, as to the July 16th, 2024 special meeting, a violation of 22 VSA 143, a statute concerning municipal libraries. Whereas the board hereby adopts the following findings and conclusions concerning the June 4th, 2024 regular meeting. One, notices were timely posted in the town hall, the library, and the Paulette and West Paulette post offices. But the board did not at a previous meeting adopt a resolution designated such locations for posting notices. Two, there is no requirement to provide any information about an executive session in a meeting agenda, but the meeting minutes did not state details of the executive session motions approved at the meeting. Three, meeting minutes were not publicly available within 5 days of the meeting. And four, the date stated on the first page of the meeting minutes was incorrect due to a typographical error. And while a board may correct such errors, typographical errors do not amount to violations of the open meeting law. Whereas 22 VSA 143 is not part of the open meeting law and requires no response on the part of the board to the complaint, and in any event, a quorum of a board may conduct business despite a vacancy on the board. The board does not address the issue raised concerning the July 16th, 2024 special meeting. The trustees hereby resolve as follows. The board finds three open meeting law violations in connection with the June 4th, 2024 regular meeting of the trustees based on one, notice posting locations not having been previously designated by the trustees, two, meeting minutes not being available within 5 calendar days of the meeting, and three, meeting minutes not including details concerning the motion or motions by which the trustees entered executive session. In order to address these violations, the trustees, one, shall, at a future meeting, designate locations for posting of notices for regular meetings. Two, shall, at future meeting, take up ratification of prior regular meeting actions taken since 2024 town meeting. And three, resolve that the Secretary of the Board of Trustees shall, in the future, indicate in meeting minutes the details of executive session motions. The trustees have recently resolved that the secretary shall, in the future, cause draft meeting minutes to be posted to the library's website within 5 calendar days of all Board of Trustees meetings, such that no further cure is required to that subject. And I noticed that the heading says July 4th instead of June 4th.
Yes. So on the signed copy, I've made that change from July to June, and suggest we don't meet on 4th of July. Is there a motion to accept this, to put forth this resolution?
I make a motion to put forth this resolution.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there discussion among the board? Does anyone in the public want to comment? Martha?
Joni's resolution, the word put forth, does that include adding it as an addendum to the minutes?
As we did the last one?
Yes, yeah. We will put it in the minutes. The resolution?
Yes.
Yes.
Appreciated, but the word put forth, I wasn't sure if that included adding it.
I would have forgotten, but
I wouldn't have.
Okay.
Thank you for asking that. And yeah, I will include it.
Other comments about this particular issue, Sue?
If the meeting's in violation of open meeting law, the entire meeting is null and void. Therefore, any decisions may need to be readdressed, rediscussed, and revoted on. Same thing was done on a previous complaint at the 7/16/24 meeting. Just saying. And the other thing, I think that was all.
So we have to go back to the minutes and ratify the motions that were made at that meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Other public comment?
Last Tuesday's meeting was adjourned without a vote. What were we voting on? What were we voting on? Oh, this is what we were voting on. So it needs to be voted on again anyway, because the after it was adjourned and restarted another meeting, you restarted another meeting that wasn't warned. So it was just a mess. So that needs to be cleared up, because you can't adjourn a meeting and then just say, whoops, here we go.
Okay. Other public comment? Please stand by while, I think we can finish this, but we have to add something to the agenda.
Do we have to, are you going to ratify right now? Is that what you're going to do?
Do we have to ratify right now, or can we wait for the next regular meeting?
It says in a resolution that we will wait till the next meeting, a future meeting.
Oh yes, that has to be warned.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Including, if your notes could make note of this, ratifying the vote on signing of the previous resolution.
Yeah. And it'll be more than 10 days, but burn that bridge when we get to it.
No, I think that's the cure for which we have 14 days. All in favor of this resolution?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to pass this around for signatures now. The next item on the agenda is selection of public posting locations for meeting warnings. Currently, our practice is, before I became chair, it was a little bit more hit or miss, but we post at both post offices, town hall, the library, and Deb Hawkins sends out the meeting warnings by email to her email distribution list. Does anyone on the board want to make any changes to our posting locations?
Has anyone made any request for that? Or changing?
No, just the opportunity.
Well, but before we, maybe there's a better idea or something. And the public, anybody have any comments about our posting location, Sue?
I think it would be good for the library to post it on at least their library Facebook page, so that if Deb is off on vacation or whatever and can't get to it, you will have your own control over how it gets posted electronically. And did you say on the the website, on your library website? Was that one of the places or no?
We did not say that. I mean, in my list
just now,
I didn't say it.
Okay.
Right.
And Front Porch Forum, too, is another digital.
It's not a bad idea, yeah.
Is it sometimes on our website and sometimes not, correct?
I think it depends on when Nina is working,
right,
and whether or not, I mean, we're kind of falling into that gray area of time.
So, yeah, so that if you had control yourselves of it, then you would know when it would go out.
Should we designate the ones that we need to?
So...
So especially for a special meeting, we may not be able to post it on the library's website within the time frame.
Right, okay. So,
because of how
okay.
that's accessed.
And also, social media is the same way, where Nina and Adele are usually the ones who are doing the posting on social media. They have the access. They're the... They're the administrators of that.
Could the secretary, or the secretary, is that something you could do?
She doesn't currently have administrative rights on it, but...
Would you, I'm not volunteering you, but I'm wondering if it's, how it wouldn't be a big deal, would it, or would it, I don't know.
I'm not going to say yes or no right now, because...
Who posts them at the library and stuff like that, okay.
Physically, the sheet of paper.
Yeah.
I often send an email to Adele, or I stop in with the copies.
Okay, so you have contact with Adele, so Adele could put it on the Facebook page.
I can certainly check that, because I think having the Facebook used more regularly, Facebook page, then it tends to draw the attention of people.
Right.
So I will take that as an action.
But I think, would it be reasonable to say that we're not going to put it into the designated places? It's going to be a place that we attempt to do, but like the designated places being mostly physical locations for now. Would that satisfy your...
Well, that's the law.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, is
yeah.
Right. The thing is, there's some of us that don't get out as much as...
Yeah, that makes
like
sense.
That. You know, so, and I know that people check emails,
yes,
and those kind of things. So if, how can we can we make decisions on this now, and then in a couple weeks, revisit
the virtual
it
stuff? Yeah, because I don't know about that. It is the physical location that we're talking about right now.
Right.
But that is something worth doing, because I'd like to get it out to as many people as we can.
Right.
So Facebook page, library website, I heard suggested, and I think we're hit or miss on that.
And then Front Porch Forum.
And Front Porch Forum, which sometimes...
Wrong, I have heard.
Wrong. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And sometimes I submit it to Front Porch Forum, but it doesn't come out in a timely manner.
Sometimes it's the next day.
After. Rhonda?
Just a supporting point. I think wherever you do decide to post it, I strongly support posting it electronically and in social media platforms, since that is how many of us who may not come to the physical location.
Right.
But just do so consistently.
Right.
Because that will also help train folks to understand where to look for this information. Because if it's hit or miss and it's here, you know, it's on the website sometimes or not, then I think habit of folks is that you look to the same source, and if you don't see anything, it will say that nothing's happening. So I think it's just helpful transparency to just consistently.
Thank you. When I look at the actual law, I think to myself, yeah, you say newspaper and radio station, but these days that's that misses the. I want to.
We're online.
Oh,
I'm the 21st.
And I want to also point out the law states anybody who asks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think they have to renew that request every year, but. You know, you can send an email to the library asking to be on the distribution list for meeting notices.
And I just want to ask, who maintains that list?
I'm volunteering to make sure that that list exists, and when I try to distribute it out to people, I will hit that list.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we don't have a list right now, but I want to mention that that's available. And I think the more popular list is to be on the town's distribution list. You get a lot more action. So our posting locations are the two post offices, town hall, the library. Those are our physical locations. And electronically, we will set up a pattern and hold us to it to be more consistent on Front Porch Forum submissions. Make sure it's on the library website and on our Facebook page.
Those aren't, just to be clear, those aren't designated, those are just give it a try.
Do we have a motion?
I'm hoping for consistency.
Yes.
Absolutely. Sorry, go ahead. But for the purpose of this, it's just the physical locations, correct? But yeah, no, I really think that that's all of this is important, and we try.
Yes, but consistency, because I sometimes forget, frankly, about the Front Porch Forum. I don't think there's any motion or action required for that.
There is. We should have a motion and approve it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what
for the physical.
We have.
I think I heard the word governance in your application to become a library board member. Does anyone want to make a motion to ensure that postings occur physically at Town Hall, the library, both post offices, and electronically to Front Porch Forum, the Facebook page, and the library website?
I thought we were not going to include the electronics
for
this.
We're just going to do the physical.
Yeah. And the motion says, but then you're gonna commit to trying to do that, but just to satisfy the law, we're gonna do the physical postings.
In that case, then I have to add Deb Hawkins' email distribution list, because A, it happens consistently, and B, that is how we notify the newspapers and the radio stations.
So physical, just reflect back, physical location, we're voting to designate the four physical locations outside the town hall, three physical locations outside the town hall,
right,
as well as the Deb Hawkins list serve as our designated places of posting.
Yes.
Heard. Okay.
Is that a motion? Is that in the form of a motion?
Does that have a
sure?
Is it just called Deb Hawkins list? Is
it the? I think it's the
town hall distribution list. Let's.
Town clerk.
We'll come up with something
town
more
clerk.
Of a.
Town clerk.
Deb Hawkins.
Town clerk. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Since I've already said it, I will make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business is, per the library bylaws, the library board shall consist of a president, a chair, and a secretary, and a treasurer. We currently do not have a treasurer. Are there nominations to elect a board member for the office of treasurer? You'd like to nominate Corey Rail?
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations?
Yeah.
All in favor of Corey Rail becoming treasurer, please say aye.
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 Wait, is something wrong?
No.
Do we need, is there a motion?
Wait,
or?
That was a motion. You need a second.
Okay.
Oh, that was a motion?
I wasn't sure.
Oh, oh. Yes.
She nominated.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank
Welcome,
you.
Treasurer.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do we need to discuss that?
If you need to excuse yourself to update your resume.
Did we need a public discussion on it before?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
If there's any other motion, would we need a public discussion on it?
God, one of these days, I'm just gonna have this check mark.
No, we didn't have discussion. I think there was quite a bit of public discussion at the select board meeting, but we didn't have discussion, but.
Is there any public comment about this recent action, or should we go back and redo the action to allow for public comment in the appropriate time? Nope.
You can ask after.
I think we got it.
Nice.
Rules of procedure.
There you go.
Rules of procedure, we don't have a signed copy on our website, but although I printed a bunch of stuff, I neglected to print that out for signatures. With the board's permission, I will send out that rules of procedure document and ask and request signatures. But if there's any reason that anybody hesitates, then we will bring it back to a board meeting for motion, second, vote, approval, and signatures.
These have been approved already. We just don't have the signatures, correct?
Correct. Yes, they were approved by the board, but we did not have a signed copy. And that's it. The warrant for current bills, I actually don't know what to do. I just know that we have bills. They need a warrant.
Yeah.
There's a packet on the that Adele has set aside for the treasurer.
Okay.
In the office, and I know where it is.
Okay. And I've asked Julie for a meeting to get kind of up to speed on what she needs.
Yes, because giving it to her in the way she needs it is very helpful.
Yeah.
A shout out to Julie for taking care of the proceeds from the book sale. And I believe I sent an email to you, Corey, about where the materials are, past records of for the treasurer in the safe.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay.
I guess and that comes at another time.
Sorry?
That we get that all.
Yes, yeah. Okay. But just that there is materiel.
Okay.
Yes. So as far as a warrant for current bills, is it being handled, can we say? Or do we have some other action that we need to take?
I don't know, because I haven't been, told how to do it or given the...
But there's a plan in place that you have a meeting scheduled with Julie in order to be able to...
Yes. Yes.
Take steps to handle this.
And therefore, you'll have to inform the board if there's any hiccups, and we will have to do something.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Schedule next regular meeting.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Did you deliberately skip fundraising?
Oh, yes. It's crossed out on my sheet, but I didn't get around to... In the beginning of the meeting, before many of you arrived, because the first thing was executive session, the thought was that special meetings should not try to cover board business, that business that could wait for a regular board meeting. And the one that really called out for that was this fairly in-depth discussion about the next fundraising action to be taken by the board. And so it was voted on to remove it from the agenda. And I forgot to announce that. And a scheduled next regular meeting that has been announced for August 13th. We are far enough out that we can change it, but it's Tuesday, August 13th, because August 6th is a select board meeting.
Thank you.
Tuesday, August 13th, and I have been reminded to be a little bit more cooperative about setting meeting dates. We usually discuss when the next meeting is going to be, but is that okay with everyone? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Joni is going to introduce public comment.
So I've been asked if I would host this public comment section, and I have a proposal for how I'd like to have this run, because I heard from the public that people have not been feeling like they're being heard, and so I'd like to enter into an agreement together as we enter into the session. I believe that agreements build relationships, and relationships build community. And so I will be asking you to listen to what my intentions are for this session, and then I will ask you if this is something you can agree to, and if this is something, if there's things that you'd like to change, we can respectfully have a conversation and then move forward. So first, this is a time of public comment, a time for the community's voice to be heard. I am asking that you phrase your comments as a statement and that you address your comments to me. We want you to feel heard, but we also want to be mindful that there are a lot of people who may want to speak, and so I've asked Lauren if she could help just watch the time. So we're asking that people keep their comments to 2 minutes. At the 2 minute mark of a comment, Lauren will let you know that you have reached the 2 minute mark, and then you have an opportunity to wrap up your comment. And at the 3 minute mark, I will respectfully let you know that your time is up and we will move to the next person. We are a community, and we may have differences of opinions, but we are neighbors. And I'm asking that during this comment time that everyone speak respectfully to everyone present. To reiterate, this is a time for you to be heard. This is not a time for our voices to be heard. We will listen attentively to your comments, and Grace will continue to do her excellent work to make sure that your statements are recorded for public record. During this time, the board may ask clarifying questions if necessary, but we will not be engaging in dialogue. If you ask a direct direct question to the board, I will ask you to rephrase it as a statement or ask you if it was a rhetorical question, but the board will remain silent. And at the end of each person's comment, or each person's time, I will respond by saying, thank you for your comment. Does this feel like something that we as a community can agree to? Or does anyone have any suggestions? Yes, Martha?
Since I missed the opening of the meeting before executive session, you used to read something called the norms.
Mm.
Was that read tonight?
The operating norms were not read tonight.
What's the
operating norms were not read tonight. But that is...
Where are they located? I would look for them because I was going to bring them.
Okay, and how many of these people were present when we opened the meeting at 5?
Five. Six?
Not many.
So, Joni, I would like to request, could you or someone else read the vision statement and the mission statement at the beginning, either at the beginning of meetings or at the beginning of public comments? I think it's a really important reminder.
Yes, moving forward, you'd like to see the vision statement and the mission statement read, as well as the operating norms? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I frankly was never impressed with the operating norms, and then they seem to be dropped entirely from a series of meetings.
Mm.
I'd have to hear them again to answer that question. But I do think the vision statement that is unfortunately somewhat buried in your website really should be right at the top, followed by the mission statement.
I agree with that.
Because they crystallized exactly what you said about public comment session.
Thank you. Yes.
She forgot the time. Okay.
So moving forward, we will find. Yes, Rhonda?
I wanted to first express appreciation for both the spirit of what you've just done, Joni, and for the content of most of it. I appreciate the effort to remind us that we're all neighbors and set a tone of civility. I am wondering where there is space to ask questions and ask clarifying questions of the board, because that, for me, has been a really important part of the dialogue. I agree that that's where things might start to spiral, but I personally, I'm not speaking to the letter of the law, which I know is something that you're addressing, but I find it very helpful to have space to ask clarifying questions. And I agree that it should be done civilly and respectfully, but I'm wondering where that space is. That feels like just issuing statements to the
I would have said that to you if I had gotten your email, you know, with time. I did think that that has been a problem in the past with people speaking, asking, and then the board not taking that into consideration and reflecting back out. And that's something I asked the board to do as a member of the public. So I do think that there is a place for that.
And I think it's now. It's in public comment, isn't it?
It's tricky.
According to opening law, you could have public comment after each item, or you can have it in the beginning or the end.
And we have been adopting that we have had it between each meeting, each agenda item,
yeah,
where there's a chance for the public to dialogue, and then at the end have a public comment section that is just for the needs of the community, for them to let us know what they're thinking and feeling. And so,
But if you have a question, like what if you think of a question towards the end of the meeting, you should be able to ask a question.
Right.
That gets answered.
I mean, maybe the board might not answer directly right then,
but
take it down with intention.
To speak to your civility,
let's
do it with.
And that's what I was thinking, was that it would be an opportunity for us to take the questions in hand and then either answer them once we've been able to thoughtfully reflect, rather than it being a reactionary time. So making it a more thoughtful discussion rather than, which is frustrating because I know that feels onerous as far as time, but I think it would allow us to have more respectful and thoughtful communication.
Okay, if you can answer the question and you can do it, you know, respectfully, I mean, you would answer it in a time of fact like that immediately.
Corey brought up a few meetings ago that it's not appropriate for the board to speak during public comment. And so, you know, in that spirit of really having a time where the public feels heard.
What did you mean by that?
You guys never did understand what I meant, and that's a whole
give it another shot.
Let's I don't know if this is the time for that discussion or if we want to just continue public, since we are in public comment. This isn't a time for us to be.
I'd like to hear.
But we're in another meeting, like this is exactly where we should discuss.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I just add a quick addendum to
what
I said? If the board does decide not to address questions from the public at the time, then I would also request that there be a systematic process to note those questions and share or post the responses so that there's a
mm-hmm.
full loop.
That was
it's
nice.
Much
yeah.
less satisfying than having the response in situ. I also understand that that's not always possible, but if that's the approach that you take, because so many times I've had questions that I've asked in my experience and I've been told no. And some questions are answered and some questions aren't, so I appreciate the consistency, but if you're not going to answer my question in real time, then I think it's also respectful to say, and we'll answer it later, and here's where you can find the response. It's much less satisfying than having a dialogue, but I understand that's your decision.
Would that be, may I ask a clarifying question?
Mm-hmm.
If this would be something that we added to our agenda for the next regularly warned meeting of what process we're going to take to be able to dialogue in an appropriate way with questions that are asked during open meeting law? Would that feel satisfying to this?
Great. A clarifying comment. The public comment, anytime you make a motion, and I've kind of discovered this fairly recently, anytime you make a motion, you have your discussion, you give the public an opportunity to comment on that specific topic.
Right.
And what I've witnessed at the select board meetings is oftentimes there's a very specific question about the item under consideration, and they seem to be answered. During public comment, I particularly like, and I did this during after a December meeting, is add notes to the minutes in a different color, saying this didn't happen during the meeting, but here's an answer.
I don't think that was appropriate, though. It was strange because it didn't happen in the meeting, and it was part of the meeting minutes. So that it was, I think that a different method is better.
So
I see. I'm not sure then how to go about.
I think that this is something that we can have a robust discussion about at the next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you for your comment, Rhonda. Hi, Cindy.
Back to the norms. I used to have a booklet that I got when I was on the board, and the operating norms were in the booklet, and it was also part of what was done before and after every meeting. Now, I think that it's also part of the bylaws, the library bylaws, that we do the norms before and after every meeting. So I'm just saying that now, that, you know, until you get rid of them, we should be doing them.
Thank you, Sue.
Yep. Also, public comment should, I mean, by doing things, what you were just talking about, and people making comments or their thoughts or whatever, just, you know, leaving it out there, which is fine. Public comment also needs to be a question and answer, and the public has the right to ask questions and get answers from their boards, because it's part of the board's job is to be responsive to the public, not just verbally, but many ways, but also verbally.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. Is there anyone else who has a comment?
I got a comment.
Sure.
I have been very, very upset in reading the minutes of the last meetings, where the public has really been after the board. I believe it would help an awful lot if those of us in the audience were doing more work volunteering to help the library in their various activities. And by that, it brought up to the fact that very few of us were helping with the major project, the yearly project of the book sale. Yeah. And it seems to me those of us who were not involved in helping in the various things that the library does probably ought to stay home and shut up at the meetings. Furthermore, I understand that only a few of the trustees were taking part in the library book sale. I think the trustees who were not involved in helping ought to be presenting their resignation to Harley tonight.
So,
thank you, Mr. Stone.
I don't think that shut up is
part
of the.
So,
what
in the spirit of keeping things respectful, we ask that your tone be civil. And so, in the future, please refrain from telling people to shut up.
Paula?
Any further comment? Thank you, Mr. Stone. Any further comment? So this concludes the public comment portion of our meeting. And I turn it back over to you to...
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will make that motion.
Is there a second?
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Sorry for the having to have executive session early and make a delay.